The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
And welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. We have a good show today?
We do. Are you ready to talk?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Well, I don't know if I can today. We'll try though.
All right. And we have a special guest for the second week in a row, attorney Richard Fanucci. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Rick.
Thanks for coming back with us.
Thanks for having me here.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Feel free during the week
to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can search the MLS listings or search our listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where you can also listen to all our archive radio shows or check out our realtor videos. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, attorney Richard Fanucci, can you give me a little brief background on you?
Well, Jackie, I've been a practicing attorney for about 23 years now, and we have a fairly good variety of things that we do in our office, but one of the things that we focus on and have done for at least 20 years is real estate and real estate law and related issues.
Okay, and you're very good at it because I've had the pleasure of working with you and your office many times on real estate, and I know you know what you're doing. And so last week we talked about the appeal process, appealing taxes, what property owners who have maybe a high assessed value or paying high taxes can do if they feel that they should have lower taxes, what the process is, and all that good stuff. This week, I thought we would talk about title issues, the importance of title insurance, title policies, and what that all means, and how people go about doing this, and what you have to do as an attorney when you represent sellers and buyers in a transaction regarding title. Where would you like to start? The title search?
Well, let's talk about what title is, Jackie. People often, the average person, I don't think, when they go to purchase a home, they're, you know, naturally focusing on how beautiful the home is and what attributes are going with that home, the neighborhood, et cetera. People very rarely will think about the title to their property because it's not something the average person really cares about, but they should care about, because what they need to know is that title to your property is as important as to whatever the value is of that building or that home that sits on the land. When you get a deed at closing, a deed is what evidences your ownership of the property. You get a piece of paper, and little do people know that you take whatever baggage may be in that chain of title with you. So when you accept that deed at closing and you buy that property, if there's a problem that had existed previously in the prior owner or the prior several owners in the chain of title, that now becomes your problem. If your title to your property is not marketable, meaning that it can be conveyed free and clear, is the language that's used, your property would arguably be worthless. So doesn't matter what's on the property. If your title is not free and clear, the property has no value.
People often think that a deed is title. A lot of times I'll come across, and a lot of times what we do with our discussions with people, whether it's new buyers, new homeowners, when they're looking for their first home, we're educating them a lot with the process of buying real estate and looking at homes and financing and title and what it is. But a lot of people out there mistakenly think that title equals deed, deed equals title, and they're two different things.
You're right, and that is a common misconception. A deed is evidence of your title, and the title itself, of course, is an abstract concept. The only way we could determine what exists in that title that goes with that evidence of title, the deed, is to do a title search. And, you know, realtors like yourself, Jackie, who are experienced and know the ins and the outs, they've seen the bad things that sometimes happen with people who don't properly take good care of their purchase or their investment. And, you know, all the bad things that could happen, particularly with the title. And it's great that you take it upon yourself to do those things and point these things out to people.
What's involved with a title search? Title search is not done when we list a home. So when the seller markets their home, a lot of times they don't know that they have a problem with their title. And as you just mentioned, if you can't give good, clean, marketable title, you pretty much have something that's worthless. So a lot of times sellers don't go into doing a title search before they market their property. In fact, no one does. And
never.
So the title search occurs once we have an executed agreement of sale, meaning both parties, seller and buyer, have agreed to a certain amount of a purchase price and times and dates and all those contingencies that we have in an agreement of sale. Then what happens is usually the inspection process. We get through that. Then someone like yourself, an attorney, represents the buyer and starts the title search. So what's involved with the title search, please?
Well, title search goes back and reviews how the property has been transferred right up to the current owner. So it looks for all the times that the deeds have exchanged. And usually we do a 100-year, 75 to 100-year search is usually the norm. So we literally go back often to the, you know, beginnings of the counties, in this case, Lackawanna County. In addition to looking at the owners, the title search will reveal in the ownership period of every one of those people what mortgages may have been put against the property, what liens may have been put against them, what other items that are there against a person that may have affected the title. Because if someone has a judgment entered against them in connection with a lawsuit, or if there's been a mortgage that's been on the property that has not been, even if it was 50 years ago, if that mortgage has not been properly satisfied of record, that remains an ongoing lien or cloud, we call it a cloud on your chain of title, which interferes with the seller being able to convey marketable title.
Right. So how long does a title search take?
We generally ask for about 2 weeks leeway. It can be done arguably overnight, but I don't want to make it clear that there's more involved. So,
well, you have to review it. You have to look through it.
There's a lot involved. The searcher will have to review the title, present the title, and then it goes to the attorney to review to see what, and the title search owner gives the report. You know, it's up to the attorney to review to see whether or not there's anything in there that's good or bad.
Right. So would you say most times when you do a title search, you get it back, most times it's okay? There's nothing really in there? Or are you coming across a lot of problems these days?
Well, even if something as simple as a mortgage against the property, the title might be free and clear and marketable, Jackie. But, you know, one of the main things we need to know is there an open mortgage against the property? Very often sellers have good intentions, but they just don't know what's happened. They may have refinanced a mortgage five, 6 years ago, and they've forgotten they even had this original mortgage. And then it turns out that we tell them, well, you know, this mortgage you had on your property 10 years ago when you bought it is still open of record. And, you know, often the response is, well, we paid that off long ago. And, well, unfortunately, it hasn't been properly satisfied by the bank. And that could be an issue later on if that bank is no longer in existence.
Well, whenever we paid off loans or refinance, we get a satisfaction piece from the bank.
Correct.
So do the sellers usually have that?
Very infrequently. Usually if they have a satisfaction piece, that's a good sign that the mortgage was properly satisfied. But there has been times where the bank would send the original satisfaction piece to the people And tell them it was their responsibility to record it. And of course, that never happened. You don't see that as frequently, but it did happen and still pops up.
And then sometimes there's a breakup there. People go their different ways. Someone had the record, someone
or
did
death in the family. The records have been destroyed, and it's very difficult sometimes to try to.
So what do you do?
Well, you have to, it depends on the circumstances, but you have to try
track it down
through the bank or its successors or assigns. You know, often with, we're dealing with a local bank, we often know who was who 20 years ago. You know, for example, Northeastern Bank is now PNC Bank. We know that. That's
that was the other question, is all these buyouts. What if these banks, these places they refinance are no longer in business and they were bought out?
Could become a real nightmare.
Okay.
It further demonstrates the absolute necessity for people to have a title search done.
And an attorney involved. How do we get in touch with you, sir?
My office is located at 1418 Main Street in Peckville. My phone number is 570-383-0652, and our email is lawoffice@attyfinucci.com.
And Finucci is spelled F-A-N-U-C-C-I.
That's correct, Jackie. And we don't do just Lackawanna County. We do 5, 6, 7 county area all around us. So.
Where, please?
Luzerne, Lackawanna, Monroe, Wyoming, Susquehanna, Pike, Bradford.
Excellent. So you
Even gone as far as Center County.
Excellent. Excellent information. Hold that thought. We're going to talk about title more after the break. Please, Pat, before we go to break.
Yes, we have a two-bedroom, two-bath condominium located at 1310 Summit Point in Scranton for only $95,000. This home is practically maintenance-free. No more shoveling the snow or cutting the grass. This home is top of the line with hardwood floors and tile. It has updated bath and kitchen, central air, screened-in porch with an amazing view. Just pay a monthly fee of $197, and that includes electric, water, sewer, garbage, and snow removal. So if you're looking for a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath condo, give us a call about 1310 Summit Point for only $95,000. And that is listed by Marissa Bevilacqua of our office.
Thank you, Pat. In recent news, these are the latest headlines. Foreclosures fall to five-year low, according to RealtyTrack. Home construction, new starts showing some strength, and they're up 29.1% from last year. That's also good news. Home prices are on the upswing as well. Sales of existing homes, new home sales, and home prices all turning positive, along with historically low mortgage rates, have helped propel the market forward. And according to a Fannie Mae survey conducted in September, Americans are displaying greater optimism about the housing market and feel there has been improvement in the housing recovery. Most feel now is a fantastic time to buy if one is in the position, which leads me to review a recent article which noted a recent survey which reviewed a psychological shift where now people are thinking about the home as the emotional center of their lives, and it is a critical component of who we are. It's not about a financial factor anymore or a mortgage amount. We're headed towards a break. We'll return in just a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, attorney Richard Finucci, who practices real estate law, among other things, out of Peckville, PA. Good morning.
Morning, Jackie. It's wonderful to be here.
We're so happy you're here, and we're talking about title issues, title searches. We didn't get into title insurance yet, but I'm sure we will, as we discuss on the second half of the show some things that come up with title. Does everyone have to get title insurance?
The answer is not necessarily. If it's up to the person individually always has the choice to purchase title insurance or not. However, if you're like most people who need to obtain a mortgage or mortgage loan to purchase the property, which is the great majority of people, then the bank is going to always require that person to purchase title insurance, at least for the bank's interest. And this gets into why title insurance and having a title search done is so important. Number one, if you're taking a loan out, you're going to be required to purchase title insurance, which will necessitate a title search. And the bank knows that it's the right thing to do. And the bank wants their interest protected. They don't want to see a problem come up down the road, since they are taking a lien or putting a mortgage against the property, that if they ever had to foreclose, they want to make sure that their collateral is protected, hence the necessity for title insurance.
But it's not required on a cash sale. That's where people have the money for the purchase price of the property. It's not required. But as an attorney and as a realtor, I know what I recommend to people, clients and customers that I work with, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It's recommended, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. In fact, every now and then there will be a client who will be, often a person who has cash, that they buy properties with cash and flip them or whatever, but they will insist that they not have a title search done. I think even those buyers are now more aware, having been through the system so much, that the title and search is so important. But if I have a client who insists on not wanting a title search because they don't want to spend the money, I make them sign a waiver.
But a title search in and of itself, it's the title insurance that could be what someone would consider a little costly, but the title search itself doesn't cost that
much. No, the title search is fairly inexpensive. You're talking usually just a few hundred dollars for the search itself, plus for the attorney review. Title insurance is based on the amount of money that it's costing to buy the property or the amount of the loan that's being issued. Because again, the bank can't force the person to purchase their own title insurance. But most often when the bank requires it for the loan amount, most often the title insurance agent will also issue it to the owner for the purchase amount. So the owner is insured for the same price that the bank is insured for.
And these rates that are set for title insurance, are they set? Are they constant wherever you go throughout the state? Are they different? Does it vary from insurance company to insurance company?
In the state of Pennsylvania, they are 100% uniform. The Pennsylvania Insurance Department regulates and oversees the prices that are charged. So if you went to a title agent here in Scranton or you went to a title agent in Pittsburgh, the rates will be absolutely the same.
The same. Okay. So we talked about in the first half of the show things that come up on a title search that, you know, would be open mortgages that weren't satisfied, liens, things like that, unpaid sewer bills. What else could come up on a title search? Easements, right-of-ways. Maybe people don't realize that that's part of the property.
Absolutely. Gas and oil leases is something that we see more frequently occur.
Today, we didn't see this 20 years ago, did we?
Not too much in the immediate area, but in the outlying Susquehanna, Wayne County, they even back in the 50s and 60s, there was oil and gas leases then as
okay.
well.
So then this is something that we're seeing more frequently of. What else would come up on a title search?
Well, the simple fact that the prior owners or predecessors in the chain of title may still have an outstanding interest. And for example, Jackie, I often hear when someone comes into me and they say, I'm going to purchase this house from my neighbor. I'm going to pay cash and I don't want to spend a lot of money, but I don't feel that a title search is necessary because I know this family. I grew up across the street from them. It's been in their family for 100 years. And immediately my antennas go up and I say, oh, well, just so you know, that usually is the kiss of death, because those are the type of situations where a title search is most definitely needed, because that tells me once it's been in a family and handed down over time, very often we see that that property has not been properly handed down. And what I mean by that is when we go to locate the deed, we find out that the deed is actually still titled in that person's, the deceased person's parents, or worse yet, grandparents. And now no estate was raised. And by the way, when someone dies that owns title to real estate, if that estate is not properly handled and inheritance taxes are not properly paid, they constitute basically a perpetual lien or problem on the chain of title and creates a cloud preventing that person from marketing it.
Which is a nightmare.
A real nightmare.
How do you resolve this? Is this something that could be resolved?
It usually, but sometimes at the cost of the seller. You know, it's right. The seller's responsibility to fix this problem, because honestly, their property is not marketable. It's worthless unless this title problem can be fixed. But usually most problems we can fix, but we've had some really involved situations where that involve 3, 4, 5 sometimes estates. And, you know, the longer property is owned by one family, sometimes the chances are that you have people who die and then nothing happens. And then the next person, next generation dies, nothing happens. It can get pretty involved.
A mess. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is attorney Richard Finucci, who practices law out of Peckville.
And one of the reasons I just had a deal and the people didn't want to be represented by an attorney, and a problem came up, and it was imperative that an attorney get involved. So I, when I work with people, I tell them, get an attorney. This is going to be the biggest investment, the biggest transaction you're going to have in your life. Don't you want to be properly represented?
And nothing against abstract companies, and sometimes abstract companies are owned and operated by attorneys. But I have to make a pitch for my fellow real estate attorneys and the importance of having an attorney hands on who reviews the search, who does the closing, who guides the people through. And you know, for most people, buying a home is probably the single most important and largest investment that they're ever going to make in their life. And like having qualified realtors guide them through the process, having an attorney involved, to me is very important.
It's essential. Here's what I'm thinking of as you're talking about that scenario where the property didn't leave that family over the last 100 years, and you didn't have correctly opened estates and things weren't handled correctly, or inheritance tax wasn't paid. What about that cash buyer that wanted to close in 10 days to 2 weeks now has a situation on their hands where you can resolve these issues, but I'm thinking time. It's going to take a lot of time. So what turned into that cash quick 2-week sale now maybe 6 months, 9 months before you're able to really get together everything you need to in order to close properly on the property.
Correct, because often there's more involved than can be done, humanly done within, you know, a short period of time. For example, if a quiet title action needs to be instituted to quiet, and that's basically a lawsuit that you institute against the heirs and successors of a decedent to clear the title. It's a court, you know, asking the court to issue an order to issue good title on this property, but there's service issues. You have to notify, you have to try to locate. So that's one example, and sometimes estates need to be raised and heirs need to be notified, and so there's a lot involved sometimes.
So much involved in your Sherlock Holmes and doing everything you can do to try to get this closed, but you need to take care of things in a proper manner. What about IRS liens? Do you see that coming up a lot?
Well, we see it more and more recently than ever.
So if you have a house that's for sale and it's supposed to close, and in the title search it's revealed that there's an IRS lien, there's an open mortgage that's almost as close to what the purchase price is, you get an IRS lien, and there's this myth out there that if you have an IRS lien and you don't pay it but you let it go for 10 years, it goes away, it vanishes. I guess the word is extinguishes itself. Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay. Well, I've had actual sellers tell me that it's no longer a part of the problem for the property, and so that they were going to move forward. In fact, I think you and I were involved in one of those.
Yes,
most recently.
I think the IRS will take a very different position on that. And Jackie, we not only see it with IRS liens, but we see it with Pennsylvania Department of Revenue liens. Say an owner in title had owned a business, and even if that business was in a corporation, if it were a subchapter S corporation, oftentimes if sales tax and other taxes have gone unpaid, they can trickle over into the individual person's name. And anytime there's a lien or a tax that's owed or a judgment that's filed against somebody in a person's name, that now automatically constitutes a lien against anything that person owns, including real estate.
Judgment like a credit card?
A judgment meaning a court decision where, say, a creditor has sued someone for a delinquent bill and that they received a judgment in their favor from a court. That judgment is filed of record. That judgment now has the legal effect of creating a lien against any real estate.
Has to be paid before.
Yeah, has to be paid.
Has to be paid. I came across that last year, and that was super news to my home seller. And they didn't want to pay it, but they had to.
You know, and there are some ways around those things, but again, the facts become very important and each situation needs to be looked at.
Right, right. Okay, well, excellent discussion. 2 weeks in a row, Attorney Richard Finucci. How do we get in touch with you, please?
My address is 1418 Main Street in Peckville. My phone number is 570-383-0652, and our email is lawoffice@attyfinucci.com.
In the future, I'd like to invite you back. We'd like to discuss some landlord-tenant things with you, adverse possession and foreclosure, short sales, tax sales, from your perspective as an attorney who deals with real estate matters day in, day out, 24/7. Would you like to come back?
I would love to come back, Jackie. This is something I found very interesting, and I would love to come back.
Thank you. We'd love to have you. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful building that was previously St. Michael's Polish Roman Catholic Church at 307 Vine Street, Knoll Forge. It is only $120,000. It has approximately 4,600 square foot on a 62 by 210-foot lot. It is vinyl-sided, has gas heat and central air. It's a beautiful building. It has stained glass windows and doors. It also has a choir loft and an additional large room in the rear with a restroom. It also has a full basement with high ceilings. So give us a call about 307 Vine Street, Knoll Forge, formerly St. Michael's Polish Catholic Church, for only $120,000, and that is listed by Chuck Weisberger of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.